USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents from southeastern Florida up the eastern seaboard to southern New England are being told to closely monitor the forecast over the next few days concerning Hurricane Isaias. The storm is expected to near Florida's coast over the weekend, and while a direct hit on the Sunshine State's not currently expected, forecasters say it's then expected to head up the east coast between Monday and Wednesday, perhaps still as a Category 1 hurricane. Leaders from both parties have been negotiating a new pandemic-related stimulus package, but an agreement doesn't seem close. The president says Congress needs to pass a relief package now, and he says any package needs to include funding for schools and another round of relief payments for families, and something many Republicans have been opposing.
A temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs.
USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic National Convention planners say they will be meeting for just 2 hours each night, starting on August 17th at the Milwaukee venue. Planners saying yesterday that Joe Biden's vice presidential choice, whoever it is, will deliver a speech from Milwaukee on the 18th. Biden himself is scheduled to speak from the convention site on the following night. At yesterday's COVID-19 briefing at the White House, President Trump remembered businessman and three-time GOP presidential hopeful Herman Cain, who died yesterday.
He was a very special person. I got to know him very well, and unfortunately he passed away from a thing called the China virus.
Cain, who became a big Trump ally after his own three failed campaigns, was 74. The Dow fell 225 yesterday. The NASDAQ gained 45. This morning, Dow futures were up at last check by 66 points, S&P futures by 10. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
With findings of some new research concerning how people can have long-term COVID-19 symptoms, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
New studies are showing that COVID-19 symptoms can linger for weeks and months after a diagnosis, may be wide-ranging, and include everything from joint pain and fevers to hair loss and double vision. In fact, those patients, self-nicknamed the long haulers, reported experiencing 98 different symptoms in a survey that was just released. According to Natalie Lambert, an associate professor of medicine at Indiana University School of Medicine, said they're not quite sick enough to be hospitalized, but they are suffering from very severe symptoms for longer times while staying at home. Lambert partnered with a COVID-19 support group called Survivor Corps to survey patients on the group's Facebook page about their symptoms.
The Mexican consulate in El Paso, Texas, plans to honor the victims of the Walmart mass shooting on Monday, the first anniversary of the attack. The consulate will formally unveil a plaque bearing the names of the 23 people killed, including 7 Mexican nationals. A new survey says the best beach in America is in Sarasota County, Florida. Siesta Beach in Siesta Key ranked number 1 on TripAdvisor's annual Traveler's Choice Awards. The site also lists Siesta Beach as the 11th best beach in the entire world. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.